Wildcard line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello, my name is Tim from West Michigan.
Hi there, Tim. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a first-time revealed family secret. When my mother passed away, we found some photographs and a letter from my uncle, who was, our family believes, shot down over Nagasaki back in the early 40s in a B-29 Super Fortress. And the pictures were of quite old and of some alien figures. The letter was an admission that my uncle never was shot down, that he was working for the government. He went on to explain that he was hired by the government to kill a colonel. I don't know if I should say his name or not.
Well, go ahead.
His name was Albert Boss, and that he was the colonel who flew the bodies from Roswell up to a facility in the Midwest, Clark or Clark Edwards, something like that. Even named the ammo, the type of rifle he used, and everything. He said he shot him in Grayling, Michigan, while the guy was deer hunting.
Because
he was about to reveal the secret about these alien bodies. And sure enough, my oldest brother and I, my dad's just about ready to die. He'll kill me if I tell anybody any of this, but I'm telling you guys now because he's on his deathbed. We gave the photos, and anyway, we checked this out. And sure enough, there's an unsolved murder of this guy named Al Boss, who was a colonel in the United States Air Force up in Grayling, Michigan.
And how did he spell his last name?
I guess it was just B-O-S-S.
Al Boss, okay, Grayling, Michigan.
Probably Albert Boss. And, that's fascinating.
What about these pictures?
Yeah, okay, so we confronted my father, who was ailing ill right now, and he demanded that it was his brother, apparently. So anyway, we gave him the photos and the letter. We asked him for an explanation, and he is yet to give them back. Now, the lady who cares for him right now is telling us that he burned all that evidence because he will not disgrace his brother's name.
And the brother was the shooter?
His brother was the shooter, and his name is Clarence. I can give you more details off the air. I won't do it over the air.
No, I don't blame you. I'd love for you to stay in touch with us if I can put you on hold when we're done with this call with you. Maybe we can exchange numbers or something.
No problem.
That'd be great. Or send me an email from my website, you know.
Yeah, let me do that because, to be quite honest with you, gentlemen, I'm at work, and I got to get back to work here. But first, very quickly, my heart and prayer goes out to those miners and their families, and so I just want to get that in.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold, and you can get Tom the information, and we will stay in touch with each other. You know, if he sounds legitimate to me, Ryan, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. These are wonderful stories, and I applaud him for having the courage to come forward. I think there are hundreds of these situations that people just need a little encouragement. They feel a little remorse or shame about what's occurred, and they need to clear their conscience before they die, and they end up telling the truth. And their evidence and documents and information is oh so valuable to uncovering the truth.
We've got to do a Google search for an Albert Boss Grayling and find out if there's a story there.
Well, I'm sure that it's probably not in
pretty
the electronic
old
form.
No, it's probably very old. You got to go in there and do it by hand.
Right, and I have a long list. I mean, I gave a talk at the second annual UFO Crash Retrieval Conference on murders and Majestic 12, and I have a database of about 50 suspicious murders that I think are linked. And I would love to, you know, dig a little more and add this to the list.
Just keeps it going, doesn't it?
Yep. And there's 10 or so that are really obvious.
I mean, let me tell you the authenticity of, because he's giving Tom all his information. Most people would have just hung up if they weren't real. He's staying on the line. And how many people would talk about their father who's ready to die in that kind of fashion? I mean, you don't joke about stuff like that.
Exactly. It takes a lot of courage to do that.